What is his life like out in the wild? Well, he lives with animals. He doesn't recognize humans. He doesn't know how to eat properly. And all in all, he is alone, that he has no way of having friends, nor any other engagement with the rest of society. We also get a sense of the interaction between rulers and their subjects. We begin the story with Gilgamesh completely out of control. His exuberance causes his people to suffer. The city is not being ruled properly. And we see that his people have to pray to their god in order to try to restore order to the city. But the gods intercede on the behalf of humans. And so there's also a connection between the gods and kings. The gods can control them. The assemblies we've discussed imply that there are people who consult with the king, perhaps advise him, although he will remain the sole authority. And so there is a level of discussion within the city and within the political structure. The wilderness that Enkidu first lives in and that both Enkidu and Gilgamesh travel through is mysterious and dangerous. And we see that there are monsters there, that they are ugly, and that they are fearsome. But it is also teeming with abundance. As Enkidu and Gilgamesh travel through the steppe, they are surrounded by numerous types of animals that run along with them as they travel through the area. So even though this is an uncivilized area, it's not an unwelcoming one for those who pass through it. It's just that you should go back home to the city and not stay out there if you want to be civilized. The way that the steppe is described also provides us with some important evidence of the rich environment that was present in Mesopotamia. We've talked about this by looking at the climate, at looking at the geology. But here in the poem, we see that the Mesopotamians themselves realized that they were living surrounded by zones of life that could offer many different benefits and resources. And so this shows us that they appreciated where they lived, that they were surrounded by wealth and richness of the natural world. Probably the most memorable aspects of the Gilgamesh epic are the descriptions of friendship between Gilgamesh and Enkidu and the human struggle with the issue of mortality. It is friendship that transforms Gilgamesh into a better ruler. It is his understanding of his own mortality that gives him the wisdom that he lacks at the beginning of the poem, where he is so strong, he is so gorgeous, he is so athletic, but he is unable to come to any sort of understanding with his people. Gilgamesh is known best as a hero, but his name also appears in the historical records as a king of Uruk. The Sumerian king list, which we will discuss more in the next lecture, is a list of the early rulers of Mesopotamia compiled in the 19th century. And Gilgamesh is named as one of the legendary rulers of Uruk. We have no other historical evidence for Gilgamesh, but there are references to individuals in other stories about Gilgamesh, such as Mebaragezi, who is the father of an enemy whom Gilgamesh defeated. And so this gives us some independent evidence for the period. There may well have been a king of Uruk named Gilgamesh. In addition to the Epic of Gilgamesh, a few other short poems describe the adventures of the king. The popularity of stories about Gilgamesh attests to the interest in this heroic figure in later generations. The earliest written record of the Gilgamesh stories appears in the early 2nd millennium BC as the work of old Babylonian scribes. No single complete copy of the poem has been preserved, and the work we read today has been pieced together from many different fragments of tablets written in Babylonian and Sumerian. The most complete versions date to the 7th century BC, and were found in the library of the Assyrian ruler Assurbanipal. The legend of Gilgamesh was also of interest to non-Mesopotamian cultures. Examples of the epic were translated into Hittite and Hurrian, the languages of the people who lived in Anatolia in the 2nd and 1st millennium BC. The leadership qualities of physical prowess, daring, and concern for his people that Gilgamesh displays in the legend will appear for centuries as ideals for rulers to follow. In the next lecture, we will examine some of the earliest historical kings in Mesopotamia.